Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Lawless is a brutal drama based on a true story said to have taken place during the Great Depression in 1931 in Franklin County, Virginia. With the advent of Prohibition in 1920, following passage of the Volstead Act as the 18th Amendment in 1919, alcoholic beverages were banned in the United States. Lawless is based on the novel The Wettest County in the World, written by Matt Bondurant, about his grandfather and great-uncles who were bootleggers in the southwestern Virginia mountains. The story became known as the Franklin County Moonshine Conspiracy. John Hillcoat, who directed The Road and The Proposition, directs confidently from a great screenplay by Nick Cave, who wrote the screenplay for The Proposition and is also known as an actor and songwriter, the latter of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Lawless is a viscerally startling, sometimes humorous, genuinely engaging film propelled by fine performances, crisp dialogue and scene writing, and superb cinematography, editing, and soundtrack songs. Jack Bondurant, played by Shia LaBeouf, youngest brother of Forrest Bondurant, played by Tom Hardy, and Howard Bondurant, played by Jason Clark, are targeted by Charlie Rakes, played by Guy Pearce, a federal deputy marshal brought in to clean up Franklin County moonshining. The film's subplot has to do with a love interest between Forrest and Maggie Beaufort, played by Jessica Chastain, who fled south to escape Chicago gangland violence, and also a plot between Jack and Bertha Minix, played by Mia Wasikowska, who appears to be a young Mennonite woman. Another plot thread involves Floyd Banner, played by Gary Oldman, a moonshine distributor and kingpin who seems above the law, or at least beyond the long arm of the law. Dane DeHaan of HBO's In Treatment, a former Emmaus High School student, plays Cricket Pate, who runs the Bondurant's family moonshine operations. DeHaan is immensely likable in the role, pivotal to an important plot point late in the movie. LaBeouf provides the moviegoer the window into the story. His boyish face, big wide eyes, and self-effacing stature gives us an everyman character with whom we can identify. The 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th Amendment, was ratified in 1933. Alcohol was again legal. Until that happened, lawlessness was more or less the law of the land in America. Now that's Lawless. Lawless is MPAA rated R for strong bloody violence, language, and some sexuality, nudity. At the box office, September 14, Resident Evil Retribution opened at number 1, keeping the 3D re-release of Finding Nemo at number 2. Opening September 21 is Trouble with the Curve. Clint Eastwood stars as an ailing baseball scout who takes his daughter, played by Amy Adams, along on his last recruiting trip in the drama that also stars Justin Timberlake and John Goodman. End of watch. Jake Gyllenhaal, Anna Kendrick, and America Ferrera in a crime thriller about two young police officers targeted by a drug cartel. House at the End of the Street, Jennifer Lawrence of Hunger Games and Elizabeth Shue play a daughter and her mother who move next door to the wrong house in the horror thriller. The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Emma Watson of Harry Potter and Paul Rudd in the romance drama about an introverted freshman. Unconditional, Lynn Collins and Michael Ealy star in the drama about a widow trying to start all over again. Dread 3D. A police officer tries to prosecute a drug-dealing gang in the action sci-fi film starring Carl Urban, Olivia Thirlby, Lena Headey, and Rachel Wood. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.